Well, it was a sunny evening on Priors Hall last night for this year's Corby Business Academy Achievement Awards. The award for effective communication is sponsored by Corby Radio, and it was won by CBA pupil Kyle English, who I caught up with after the awards ceremony.
Kyle, first of all, well done. And just tell us a bit about yourself, your age and which year you're in.
14, and I'm in year 9.
Okay, and how's it all going at the moment at CBA?
I'm doing really well. It's a really good school.
Just tell us a bit about what you want the award for, because it's quite unique. I was quite surprised when I heard what it was all about.
In school, there's a mock magistrate trial, and I was a defence lawyer in it, and we did really well, and we won the first heat, and we did well in the regionals. There's quite a lot of English involved, using the right questions to get the right answers, and it's, can't think of anything else.
This is the first I've put you on the spot here, haven't I, in the way that it couldn't in a courtroom.
Yeah, had to think on my feet quite a bit.
But is the law something you like to do when you're older?
Yeah, I think it'd be very good to do, because it's quite an interesting job to have.
Okay, well, you've got obviously your certificate and your trophy, so enjoy that and do well in the future.
Thanks.
Among other award winners at the school, Jessica Sawford won the Corby Borough Council Award for Citizenship. The Mayor's Award for Community went to Bradley Thompson, and the Student of the Year went to Julia Comore. In the past year, Corby Business Academy has been rated good by Ofsted, and that's pleased the principal, John Henries.
We're incredibly proud of what we're doing here with the students. The school goes from strength to strength. We were lucky enough to have Ofsted in October last year, where they graded us as good. We knew we were good, we just needed validating by them. There are certain areas that are outstanding in the school, and we're now very much pushing over the next 18 months to get to outstanding across the board.
Okay, so what areas are outstanding and where do you need to work further?
Behaviour and safety are outstanding now. Attainment of students was rated as good by Ofsted. We know the grades are going to improve significantly this year. We're going to have a step change in the attainment of students, and that will really give us a fighting chance at getting the outstanding grades that we want.
What always strikes me here is the sort of way in which the pupils engage with the community so well and the outside projects that they do. If you just tell us a bit about that.
Well, we encourage the students. We're a business and enterprise academy. We encourage through enterprise for the students to get out and about. We've done a number of projects this year with them. We engage local community, we engage local businesses, and local businesses are very, very supportive of us. We're very, very lucky with the local business engagement that we get. So we make the most of it, and the students benefit from it.
And of course, the students going further afield as well, you know.
Well, we've got many students now that are going off to university that we didn't have before. Many of our sixth formers that are looking further afield as well for universities. So again, the A-level grades continue to improve. The number and breadth of courses that we put on continues to increase. And the students are benefiting from that and being able to access further opportunities and new opportunities elsewhere.
And we say it every year, but it's true. CBA part of a growing area of Corby as well.
Well, you know, we're very lucky to be surrounded by this development, and the development is starting in earnest again, and it's very exciting to see some of the groundworks that are going on currently, and we watch with bated breath to see how it develops.
Just one more question. The Ashes starts tomorrow. I don't know if you'll already answer this question. CBA had a cricket team that played a team from Australia recently. How did they get on?
We did play a team from Australia recently, and I'd rather not go any further with that conversation.
So it was just the one defeat of the summer. That's all it's going to be.
Well, it was a great experience for us. We're very lucky with the cricket that we have such strong teams. We've invested a lot of time into the training programme for our cricketers, and that's really starting to bear fruit. I'd rather not want to share too much about the Australia match, however.
Okay, well, never mind. Everything else seems to be on the up and positive. So thanks for your time on that, John.
Thanks very much indeed.